Hi, my name is Patty. I have a new life in Christ. I am in recovery for fear of rejection that manifests itself in perfectionism and sexual immorality. I started this life as an unwanted orphan. I was soon adopted by a seemingly perfect, stable, successful couple. I grew up in a wealthy neighborhood, attended the best private schools, and had what most would consider a perfect childhood. And I was the perfect child. Growing up, I don't even remember getting into trouble. I don't remember my parents ever having to discipline me. I made straight A's, followed the rules, and never disobeyed, doing whatever it took to keep my parents happy. But behind the perfect appearance of our family was a much darker reality. Despite the involvement in church activities, God was rarely spoken of in our home. The only time I can remember praying together as a family was at the table for Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners. When my parents would fight, which was often, or when my older brother would get into trouble, which was often, it came with lots of screaming, yelling, cursing, and name-calling. It was my self-appointed position in the family to be the peacemaker, to not rock the boat, to not cause problems, to be perfect. Perfect so that they wouldn't scream at me. Perfect so that they wouldn't curse at me. Perfect so that they would want to keep me. At the age of 10, I was molested by a family member. And at the age of 12, I was sexually assaulted by a camp counselor. By 13, I was regularly sexually active with my older boyfriend. I quickly learned that I could use sex as a way to form connections with men, to want me, to desire me, to love me. And so sex became my currency in relationships. Sex was how I expressed my affection for men in my life, but it was a very secret life. On the outside, I was a perfect young lady, always the perfect friend, always the perfect daughter. And then at 18, my worst fears came true. My parents didn't want me anymore. They disowned me. I will never forget the day that my father spoke the words, "You're not my daughter. You can find someone else to give you away at your wedding." I wasn't their daughter anymore. I was again an unwanted orphan. In college, I met a sweet, godly young man and was introduced to a church where I felt as if I was hearing the truth preached for the very first time. The young man and I got married and eventually had 4 beautiful children together. I spent the next 12 years shepherded in sound biblical doctrine, where I came to love the truth of the gospel of grace. During my marriage, although the world saw a perfect marriage, a perfect wife, a perfect mother, inside I was anything but perfect. I found myself entangled in long-term, ongoing affairs, depression, and suicidal thoughts. This eventually led to divorce and removal from church membership. Once again, I found myself an unwanted orphan. Divorce, like all sin, brings death and destruction. Death to a piece of your heart. Death to relationships. 20 years later, my children are still suffering the consequences and destruction of my sin of divorce. The next 12 years were a blur. A rapid spiral into a lifestyle driven by materialism, alcohol, and sex. I even owned and operated 2 nightclubs that catered to the swingers' lifestyle, all while holding down a real job as an executive in the corporate sector. After years of running from God, and after a second failed marriage to an abusive, ungodly man, I found myself at the lowest point in my life. I had finally hit my rock bottom. Although I was not actively pursuing God, He never stopped pursuing me. And through a friend, I was led back into the church and eventually into regeneration that helped me to reclaim my true identity, my identity in Christ and not the things of this world. A place where I no longer had to be perfect because I am clothed in His perfect righteousness. In step one, admit, for the first time, I admitted to myself the sinful patterns in my life were the result of my brokenness and that I was completely powerless to fix. In step two, believe, I began to see God as a loving and good Father who wanted something far greater for me and that He was the only one who could heal me. In step three, trust, I learned to trust God in all areas of my life. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 became my mantra. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your paths straight. Many years earlier, I had trusted Christ as my Savior, but now I was finally beginning to trust Him with my day-to-day life. In step four, inventory, I saw how the events of my life affected my choices and decisions. I learned to take ownership of my actions and no longer saw myself as a victim. Step five, confess, brought a freedom in Christ that I had never known. I was freed from those secret sins that I swore that I would take to my grave. And I began to live a life of authenticity and full transparency. I am no longer fearful of talking about my story with anyone because my identity is in who God says I am and not in what other people think of me. Step eight, forgive, allowed me to let go of the resentments I held on to for many decades of my life and has freed me to love others where they are without holding grudges. Step nine, amends, taught me to own my sinful actions that have hurt others in the past and has helped me to be able to recognize when I harm others and quickly seek their forgiveness. Because of God's grace through regen, I have found a place where I no longer fear rejection because I am claimed by the one who promises I will never leave you or forsake you. A place where I now boldly take my seat at the table, where I am no longer an unwanted orphan, but a daughter of the Most High King. What does my life look like now? In 2016, I married Russell, who loves me well and leads me well. I am honored and humbled that God has allowed me to lead groups of women through regen for the last 7 years. And I have been abundantly blessed with a community group that knows me and loves me despite myself. Friends who remind me who I am and who I belong to. God has completely transformed my heart and my life. Nothing is the same as it was 10 years ago. Everything is different. The music I listen to, the entertainment I choose to watch, the books I read, my friends, and even my job. 6 years ago, I began working for a ministry that helps those who have been incarcerated and dealing with substance abuse learn who they are in Christ and how to transition safely back into the community. Is my life today perfect? Looking from the outside, some might think so, but things are not perfect. I still struggle with body image, PTSD, and comfort seeking. My birthday is in a couple weeks. Around my birthday every year, I tend to get very self-reflective. It's not a time of joy, but rather a time of lament. The extremely stupid, careless, selfish things that I have done, the horrible choices that I have made, the regrets of failed marriages and broken relationships. Regret over lost years of not walking with Christ. Regret over the hurt that I have caused and created for those that I love most and hold dearest in this life. My only solace is in knowing that God can, has, and is redeeming all of it. Isaiah 43, 1 through 3 says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." I now recognize that my life is not my own, that I have been bought with a price. And the only proper response is to live a life in service to God that is honoring and glorifying to his name. Jesus is my redeemer, my father, my friend, my healer, my provider, my comforter, and my joy. If you do not know Jesus as all of these things, if you have not discovered the fullness of all that Jesus is, I encourage you, come and see. My story is God's story of redemption and healing. To God be the glory, for I am a new creation in Christ. My name is Patty, and I have a new life in Christ who redeemed me from fear of rejection, perfectionism, and sexual immorality.